In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Elena Montoya, Gilbert Campos, and Steve Flores. Oh, and Jaime and Horacio have we're giving thanks for their graduation for the Naval Academy as well. It's a good thing to see. Does it happen this weekend? Today, right now, at this moment. That's great. Thanks be to God for that. That gives us something in order, something specifically to practice what it says here within the gospel. Our gospel speaks so much here about this reality that when the bridegroom is taken away from us, we gotta fast. Every Friday is a day of fasting. Remember, the church throughout the world, and has never varied in this, that always on Fridays we fast from all flesh meats, beast or fowl, because the flesh of our Lord was torn in this way. And so when we see flesh meats, particularly on Friday, what should repulse you and I is to remember the crucifixion, how bloodily that was done, and how this flesh which God has given was torn. And so when we see those flesh meats, to repulse back from it and say, no, not today. No, not today, in honor of the sacred flesh, the sacred humanity of our Lord Christ, who is brutalized in such a way, I will forego touching even flesh meats on this day. And so our Lord is ridiculed here because his disciples do not touch, or rather do not fast as everybody else seems to do who's really trying to practice their faith. But he says, while he's with me, while they're with me at this time, they don't do those things because they are to feast upon who I am. But as soon as I am taken away from them, then they will do so. And these are the times in which we're in. Now, on this first Friday, it's important also to recognize that penance draws you and I to love. And what sort of penances can we do beyond these sorts of things? I want to give you something from Gregory the Great. Today is the second of September, and on the 3rd of September, we celebrate the feast of St. Gregory the Great. And here's something that he wrote, St. Gregory the Great did, on fasting. He speaks to us about our Lord. He says, our physician, speaking of Christ, he said, our physician brought from heaven remedies for every single moral fault. The medical art, it seeks to cure fevers with cold compresses and chills by applying heat. Similarly, our Lord Jesus, he prescribed qualities contrary to our sins. So he prescribed self-restraint to the undisciplined, generosity to those who are stingy, gentleness to those who are irritable, and humility to those who are proud. Let us then listen to Christ's words. Those who would come after me must renounce themselves. He tells us that we must renounce ourselves. Some may say, they find it difficult to abandon their possessions, but it is extremely difficult to abandon ourselves. Renouncing what we have is not so much, but renouncing what we are amounts to a great deal. Quotation. Yesterday, day before yesterday, on Wednesday, I was giving a particular talk on making room and time and space for God within our lives, and somehow we got onto the topic, and one of the young persons asked a strong question asking about, how do I do that? How do I renounce myself? How do I let go of possessions so that I myself am not possessed of my possessions? So I'll share with you the exact same advice that I gave from them, a story from my own life. When I was a young man in the seminary, I was given to take to myself all sorts of religious objects. As soon as I'd find them, to be able to pull them to myself, whether it would be statues or medals or crucifixes or things like that, I wanted to all the more live the Catholic life by having so many Catholic things always around me. And there was one particular thing that I loved dearly, and that was a crucifix that I had there, an altar crucifix very similar to the one which is here, to have that altar crucifix there, which I'd have and I cherished because I got it at such so cheap a cost, but yet it is so precious as it was. There was a Catholic company going out of business, and I swooped in and got it. Well, I remember one day in my first years in the seminary, my spiritual director spoke about the need to detach myself from various things and said, well, I said, how do I do that? How do I let go of things? How do I know what it is that I should let go of? And he just gave me the simple advice. He said, pray about it. Take it to the Lord in prayer in your holy hour and say, Lord, is there anything that I'm attached to? Because there are probably lots of things that you're attached to. So I said, he said, take it to the Lord and then say, show me what thing it is that I'm most attached to and give me the courage to give that back to you. To let that go. So I took him at his word and did exactly like that, but I knew what it was, even as he had said it right there. But so I waited to see if that's what the Lord would confirm in prayer. And it was that crucifix. It was that crucifix. Why that crucifix? I love that crucifix so much because I was trying to embrace the cross in a radical way within my life. And so I'd take that crucifix and I'd lay it upon my chest, and every night I'd grip it, I'd hug it, and I'd cling to the cross. And in that way, try to image our Lord where he says, take up your cross, follow me. He who hates his cross is not worthy of the kingdom of God. And so I sought to love this cross which was here. And so when I came to understand through prayer, the Lord confirmed it that cross was no longer mine, that I was too attached to it, and so I didn't know how to get rid of it, though. This is what the young lady was asking there, said, how do I get rid of it? How do I find what it is, and then how do I get rid of it? Well, So I didn't know that either, but I had already asked my spiritual director that exact same question as well. How do I get rid of it? And he said, you give it to God, and then you tell God that he's got to get rid of it for you. Okay, and so that's what I did. So I left it there within my room, and I had already commended it to him after a week of daily prayer on that. And finally, what I came to do is said, Lord, this is yours. It's not mine. So now you're going to figure out how it goes away from me, because I can't just put it outside my room. That probably wouldn't be the best thing to do. It'd be that'd somehow be cheapening the giving away of the gift there. So I left it there in my room. Well, 3 weeks later, there was a man who was preparing for ordination who came in, just happened to stop into my room. I won't give you his name. He's an amazing monk, by the way. In fact, he's featured on that CD that we often play when we have a working sound system. That's there. He's the very high falsetto masculine voice that goes in through that. That's his voice. Pretty awesome right there. Anyway, so this man came into my room and said, hey, wow, good to see you. And then after he saw me for a little bit, he began to admire that crucifix which was there. And he said, yeah, that's a very nice altar crucifix you got there. You probably have it saved for a particular purpose, maybe for your ordination. He said, no, it's not really mine. So when I said to him, it's not really that important to me. Do you want it? He said, oh no, I couldn't take something like that from you. That's very nice. I said, yeah, it's not really mine. It's not really mine. If you'd like to have it, you know, you're on your way to ordination. You're going to be ordained this year. Why don't you take it? It seems like it'd find a good home with you. And after a little bit of bartering back and forth, I was able to get him to take it. And when he tried to hand me money, I said, no, you got to give that, whatever you want, you can give to the poor. It's not mine. It's not my crucifix. So I can't take anything from you. But whatever you want, it's yours. It's yours. And so he took it from my room and went away. And I can't tell you the sense of interior freedom I had at releasing that very thing that was the object of my attachment. What our Lord asks you and I to do is not merely to give away possessions, although most of us could probably do with giving away so many more of our possessions than we physically have. That's a good thing to be able to do. But our Lord wants more than that. He wants our heart and our soul. He wants to take away from you and I, particularly the vices. And the way you and I begin to let go of the vices is first, oftentimes, by letting go of those physical things, and then by seeing the way the Lord blesses us in those physical things, there to detach ourselves really from those interior things which hold our hearts bound. And so during this day of reparation, during this day of penance, during this day when we refuse to touch flesh meats, for we do not wish to touch anything which was torn from our Lord on the Good Friday, which this Friday and all Fridays thereby represent, well, to also turn to our Lord and ask him to discipline our flesh and ask him for those things that we need to give up, possession-wise, but also interior-wise, so that we may all the more conform to Christ in his passion and Christ in his death, therefore rising with him and living that life in Christ. Put before the Lord something today, a question of what it is that I must be detached from, so that this act of reparation might indeed be for the glory of God. It wasn't a singular thing which happened to me when I was in the seminary, that the Lord revealed the action and revealed the person and then revealed the way and the strength in order to truly be free of it. And that's a very common grace, something that is common to each you and I. And the more often we do it, the more often we pray for it, the more often it becomes a reality, so that we can live this life as St. Paul says. He says, I've been crucified with Christ. So therefore, it is no longer I who live, but rather that Christ, he who lives in me. And so the life that I live now in the flesh, I live my faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. This is won by love of God and by holy detachment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.